The other thing about crafting a ritual is what makes a ritual actually effective is having a clear intention. And having a clear intention for ritual comes out of the needs of the group and the needs of the moment. So if I'm working with a group to create a ritual, sometimes, you know, there's a clear seasonal ritual that you're doing, or there's a clear need. Somebody is hurt and you want to offer healing to them. Somebody is going through a really hard time in their life and you want to help them through a transition. Other times there might be so many competing needs and so many competing ideas that it gets really hard to focus. So here's a little ritual, a meditation you can do either by yourself or with a group to help focus and find an intention. So ground yourselves, make sacred space in some way, and in the center of your circle or on your altar or in your sacred sitting spot outside where you go to be in touch with nature, wherever you are, place a vessel of water. And as you gaze into that water, start by honoring the water and blessing the water, giving gratitude to the element of water, and especially acknowledging water's property of being able to clarify, to make things clear. As you sit, as you look at the water, encourage people to speak out all the different needs that might be in the group, all the different ideas, all the different things floating around that might feed into an intention for this ritual. And you can begin stirring that water, ideally stirring it clockwise, because that's direction for invoking, for bringing things in. And as you stir, imagine all those needs and things swirling and dancing and spinning inside that water and dissolving and reforming and merging until as you gaze into the water and as you look and as you listen, you can imagine the water, the face of that water covered with a cloud, with a fog, and out of that fog, a landscape begins to form, an image begins to form. And as you start to get glimpses of it, you can speak what you see. If you're in a group, you can each speak. And what's important here is to also listen and to allow your image, your forming vision, to be shaped and impacted by others. Until all these different ideas and colors and images swirl and merge together into one landscape that you can describe to each other. And when that landscape becomes clear, you can ask, what is it within this landscape reflects our intention for this ritual? Is there a common symbol? Is there a common image that we need to use to focus on? And then after you've got that, you can say thank you to anything you've invoked. You can start to swirl the water the other way. Allow it to dissolve, let go, come back. And then share again what you saw, what you found down there, and how that might flow into being an image or an intention for your particular ritual. So that's an exercise. I'll just give you a little example of how that might work out in practice. Every year, we do a pretty large ritual in the San Francisco Bay Area for Samhain, for Halloween. We call it the Spiral Dance Ritual. And we always have a group that helps to plan it. And when we're thinking about it, when we're working with it, we begin by some kind of meditation very similar to the one we just went through here in this session to find the images and to find the intention of the ritual. And when we come back, we might share again, kind of go over what we saw in the vision. We might get clear ideas about what the images are and what they represent. So maybe one year, a lot of us are getting images of the crossroads and of Hecate, who is the ancient Greek goddess of the crossroads and the goddess of the dead. And we might say, okay, for this ritual, our intention has something to do with the crossroads that we are at as a society, as a culture, as a people, with really helping people to make that choice to move on to the road of life. And the goddess that we want to work with is Hecate. We'll build on some of the images that are associated with her, and we'll use that as the core of the trance weaving that we'll do in the ritual. We might also build it into some of the altars and the art. We might construct a crossroads as people enter the space so they can physically experience it. We can use that image in many different ways.